You take the scriptures now and turn in them with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. And for our serial readings, we do begin the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we will be reading the entire chapter, verses 1 through 24. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Beloved, hear now the word of the Lord. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth with all the saints who are throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also are you are sharers of our comfort. We do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises from the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us. He on whom we have set our hope. And he will yet deliver us. You also joining in helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf, for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many. For our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world and especially toward you. For we write nothing else to you than what you read and understand, and I hope you will understand until the end, just as you also partially did understand us, that we are your reason to be proud as also our ours in the day of our Lord Jesus. In this confidence, I intended at first to come to you so that you might twice receive a blessing, that is, to pass your way into Macedonia and again from Macedonia to come to you and by you to be helped on my journey to Judea. Therefore, I was not vacillating when I intended to do this, was I? Or what I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, so that with me there will be yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? But as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, by me, and Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but is yes in him. For as many as are the promises of God in him, they are yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. But I call God as witness to my soul that to spare you I did not come again to Corinth, not that we lord it over your faith, but are workers with you for your joy, for in your faith you are standing firm. And thus far in the word of the Lord. So after the introduction of this letter, we hear the Lord is called the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. And so we must go to him for these things. When we have afflictions, we must go to God to receive comfort, to receive it from him. Because that's where comfort comes from. So that when others have afflictions, it says here, we will be able to comfort them by pointing them to the same God that we went to and received comfort from. That we would point them to God and Jesus Christ, that they would receive comfort as well. He explains how this is true. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours, so is our comfort in Christ. But then Paul says, if we, that is the apostles, are afflicted, it is for the Corinthians' comfort. And if the apostles are comforted, it is for their comfort. Which, he says, is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. So Paul and the apostles, their hope for the church is firmly grounded because just as they are sharers in the sufferings of Christ and the apostles' sufferings one with another, so are they sharers in the comfort that they have in Christ. And then Paul reveals the affliction they received, that they were burdened with greatly. It was beyond their strength. They even, it says, despaired. Not despaired where they did not trust in the Lord anymore. It wasn't that type of despair, though it was, that was just one more step closer to it. But this despair was so great, and yet they still trusted in God, it says, who raises up men from the dead. They were still trusting in God while they despaired over death. And He delivered them, God did, from death, of which He will do also with us in our bodies when they die. He will raise them up from the grave because we are still united with Jesus Christ. And it is He of whom you are to set your hope upon, because He will deliver you. And this chapter closes then with Paul defending himself. Apparently there were accusations or rumors floating around, slander. They were saying that Paul was wavering somehow in his commitment to come and see them, but he shows them not to be true. And he says, God is faithful. The apostle's word is not wavering. It's not a yes or no. It's not a maybe. It is a yes, always, in Christ. The promises of Christ in the Scriptures that the apostles are proclaiming and preaching and writing down. Their preaching is always yes in Christ. Yes and amen. Defending his apostleship. Now he says that it is God who established us with you in Christ and anointed us by the Spirit to do this work with you. But this is not said to lord over them, to show how great authority they have over the church in Corinth. It's not for that purpose, but they did it for the Corinthians' joy, to show that God is for them, that they would be comforted. And so, beloved, here we are called, even in the midst of suffering, affliction, to find our comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ, and God who raises up our bodies, trusting by faith in His promises, which are always yes and amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for, most of all, Your promises. Your promises in Your Son, Jesus Christ, in the gospel, which all who believe will be saved and already have eternal life. We thank You for Your promise that You never leave us nor forsake us. Even in the midst of affliction and suffering, persecution that any of us might come in contact with. Even in our bodies which struggle with cancers and illnesses, broken bones and muscles and tendons, as many in our congregation have experienced recently. Father, You are still the God of all comfort. And still the God who doesn't ever leave us nor forsake us, or even for minor things, even though sometimes we think they're great in our bodies, pains, or major things, such as despairing over death. Father, we ask that we would be like the apostles here, in that when, even at the point of death, seeing it come, feeling the pain or knowing that it will come very quickly. Father, we ask that you would sustain us by granting us that trusting, depending upon you, knowing in our hearts, without lack of faith, that you are the God who raises up our bodies from the dead, just as you raised up Christ's body from the dead, the first fruits of many to follow. So, Father, we ask, as we've been reading in the calls to worship from Revelation, we ask that, again, you would come quickly. We do not... It is difficult living in this present evil age where there is death and pain and sorrow and struggle against Satan and sin, of which we as your people hate. Lord, cause him to come quickly. And yet make us patient, looking to you, and yet continuing to serve you here on this earth. That we might even say with Paul, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Father, we ask again that you would comfort us. So many times this chapter we heard, especially at the beginning, the words comfort. How you are the God of comfort, and you comfort us. And if we have the same afflictions and sufferings with Christ, so we will have the same comfort with Christ. The comfort of reigning with him at the right hand of you, the Father, sitting upon the throne. We would long just to be a doorkeeper, and yet you are going to make us sit upon the throne with Christ. How great a promise that is. And it is a promise which has its answer as yes and amen. It will be so. You are faithful to your promises. Never once have you been unfaithful. But you're the God of all faithfulness. And so, Father, we ask that you would cause us, enable us to endure this life. Endure sufferings and afflictions. That we would reign with you. Father, we do pray and ask that you would strengthen our bodies, strengthen those who are sick and who are struggling with possible cancer, tendons which are healing, and again, praise you for those who have had surgery and no cancer was found. We praise you for that. How good you are to us, much above and beyond what we deserve, above and beyond all that we can ask or think, especially in your Son, Jesus Christ. In him we have eternal life. Father, cause us to set our hope and our comfort in him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.